So I spoke quite a bit before coffee, and this morning, for the rest of this morning, I'm going to ask, in a way, you guys to speak to each other quite a bit. So I hope that's okay. You like each other. I get that impression, so that should be all right. When I was chatting to Chris and Carol, again, just about this morning, one of the things that obviously came out in that conversation and came out in the way that Chris introduced the day is that you are, as a church, at a hinge point in your history. Now, I know that for some of us, the sort of the Anglican stuff and you're becoming a parish and all those sort of things, like we don't even really know what a parish is and, you know, and all that sort of thing. It's like, but actually, is that significant? That is significant for you to become your own independent parish again for the after 40 years. Is that all right, Chris? That means that you can't now duck the Anglican stuff, you know. You can't pretend the rector's got it all sorted. I'm not ready. It's fine. but just in talking to Chris and just thinking about today, it just felt like one thing that would be good to do today would be just in the light of being at that hinge point, just to kind of reassess what's important to us as a church and to reflect together on how we would want to move forwards together, what our priorities are. As you read through the story of the Old Testament particularly, you kind of find, don't you, that the people of God come to numerous hinge points in their history where something significant happens and there's a change. So we think about the different covenants that God made with Abraham and Noah and Abraham and then at Sinai, and then various different covenants that took place, and think about the time where they appointed their first king, or they built the temple, or when they started to rebuild the walls and the temple following the exile. And there's those hinge points, and often we see it, those hinge points in through the scriptures, that they came back at those moments to what was most important to them. Those moments were often involved the reading, the public reading of the law, the public reading of the covenant that God had made with them through Moses. And so it was like there's the sense in which the people at those moments, they were returning to that which was most important to them, the thing that they held most precious as a nation, as a community. And so actually this morning, we just thought it would be really great just to sort of reflect on that together. And so we're going to really do like a little exercise together, like a mental exercise. We're not going to run or anything, although Mary is going to run a walk, as it was. So I thought that was fun. what we're thinking of doing, and this isn't just me doing this. This is something that, you know, this is what Chris was talking about as well and hoping for. Are we going to get into groups, small groups? I think there are a number of people who have either been volunteered or who have offered to lead those groups. Or they might be about to be volunteered. Okay, that's cool. That's fine. Trust me, leading those groups will be very easy. It might be helpful then, Chris, if you could just volunteer those people now. So they are, because obviously most people won't be listening to what I'm saying, but it would be really helpful if those people were.
I did get round to ask some of you beforehand. So, Carol, my wife, I have mentioned this to you. Yes. Good. Good. Mary Wilson, I've mentioned it to you. Good. That's excellent. Hannah knows. Tom, I did mention it to you. That's great.
It's going really well.
Matt, I haven't mentioned it to you, have I? But you don't mind, do you? That's really cool. Dee, I mentioned it to you. Yes. And Jill, mentioned to you. So that should be seven groups.
Perfect. Okay. So what I want you to do in a moment, I'm going to ask those people to come and just stand at the front. So you can, and then just gather around one of those people. We want the groups to be roughly equal in size. Is that? Oh, I see. How do you want me to call a? Oh, don't, your children of God, you know, we've just prayed that. We've just sung it. It'll be fine. Please go to Carol and Hannah's group as a priority. Not really. So just gather with somebody and try and make sure the groups are roughly even. in number would be helpful. And in your group, so there's four questions that I want you just to reflect on together. Okay, so if you're a group leader, please write these things down. It would be helpful if group leaders had a... We could use the flip chart paper, or you can just... If you've got a notebook or something like that that you're happy to record it in, that's fine. We'll feed back onto flip chart paper later, but if you want to grab a piece of flip chart paper, you can in a moment. But these are the four questions we'd love you just to think about as groups. The first question is this. What is most important to us as a church in terms of our values? So I sometimes think about values, like if you were to be visited by somebody from Aberdeen and they were to go back to Aberdeen and someone was to say to them, what were the people at St Matthew's like? They'd go, oh, the people at St Matthew's, they're just so generous, or they were so welcoming, or whatever they might say. Do you know what I mean? So what is most important to you, to us as a church, in terms of our values? That's question number one. Second question, what is most important to us, as a church in terms of our activity? Third question. I'll repeat them, or don't panic. Third question. Okay, I'll repeat the first two. What is most important to us as a church in terms of our values? Second question. What is most important to us as a church in terms of our activity? Third question. What should be the primary focus or foci of what we do in terms of our activity? So what do we feel should be the primary foci? Is that a word? I don't know. Oh, I'm being approved. It's not a word. Some people... Okay. It's a word. Yeah. Okay, good. Fally Granger says it's a word. I'm going to go. I'm feeling pretty... What should be the primary focuses of what we do in terms of our activity? And the fourth question is, how can the church best support its members being followers of Jesus where they are? How can the church best support its members being followers of Jesus where they are? Chris, you can say whatever you want.
At the risk of confusing the note takers, there's a bit of a tension between that kind of question of what should be the focus of what we do and how do we support others. Because there's this, in my back of my mind, there's this issue, you know, as a church, we can often be kind of time and man hours poor. So we have to kind of really pick the key things to do, because you can't do everything, if that makes sense. But there's also, so there's this kind of balance between what we do and kind of what dominates your lives, because most of your lives are spent elsewhere. And so kind of there's this thing in the back of my head, which is always there, really, which is, is how much should we be asking you to support what we do, and how much should we be supporting what you do? And kind of that is kind of behind those two questions. Does that make sense? I hope that isn't totally confusing.
That's great. Thanks, Chris. Yeah. Okay, so have people got those questions? So just want you to have conversations around those questions. Write down your responses, record everything. But what I'm going to ask you to do is, at the end of the session, at the end of your conversations, if you could identify no more than five things under each question as your sort of priorities within under each question. You might record 30 things, for example, but if you could work as a group to sort of whittle it down to no more than five, it could be three, but no more than five, then that would really help, be helpful in terms of feeding back. Does that make sense? So we are, does this finish at 12:30? Okay. So we're going to give you 15 minutes for those conversations. Fifteen minutes from when we... So can we meet back here at, let's say, by 20 past? And that will give us a little bit of time to get into groups. Is that all right? And feel free just to go anywhere. You can stay in here. You can wander off. You can use the dining room. You can sit outside. Doesn't matter where you go. Just go and find a space to do that. So if you're one of the group leaders... Could you just come and stand at the front? Make sure you've got, there's pens over there, loads of pens there. There's flip chart paper if you need it. If you've got your own paper, that'd be fantastic. And then just come and join a group and find a space, have the conversation, and we'll feedback together at about 20 past. If you finish earlier, come back earlier, and that will be beneficial to us. We'll start feeding back. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for doing that. I hope it was a good conversation. So just because of time, that we won't be able to sort of have, I guess, detailed conversations about it. But it might be that this is something that you're able to pick up on as you move forwards. But what we'll do is we'll just start with the question that was about values. So the question was, what is most important to us as a church in terms of our values? So if I could just, so hopefully you've been able to whittle it down to about five. So if I can just go around the group leaders, and if you would be willing to just share your five, or however many you have, your answers to that question. Is that all right? Does that sound okay? So can you just, Mary, can I, yes, I can repeat the words that you say. Yeah, that's fine. So can we start to Mary, and then we'll go whoever. Oh, yeah, great. Chris will run around with the other mic. Oh, you're right, Wendy. Okay. Okay. We're starting.
Yep. Jesus focused. Being real. Heart for community.
Oh, nice, Julie.
Love, which bit similar, isn't it? Love, and being inclusive.
Brilliant, thank you. Who's next? Oh yeah, Matt, great, that's handy.
So we had acceptance. Encouragement. Generosity with sort of time as well as kind of financial. Being a church family. And demonstrating God's love to others.
Great. D, down over here. Shall I pass?
Knowing who we are in Christ. Walking with the Holy Spirit in freedom. Operating in our giftings.
Thank you, Dee.
We had lots of the same, but other ones are being welcoming, kindness, trust, and having fun.
Nice. Yeah.
Similar as well. Inclusivity. Is that in there? Yeah.
Should we tick those? Should we tick? Put a tick if they're repeats, just to speed.
Equality. Yeah. That, Prayer. What Jane Andrews said with the Sainsbury's thing, living our values every day. Well, that may not fit into this bit, but so that's important to us. And Bible-centred. Bible-centred.
Can I say one more? I missed. We just said safety as well, it being a safe place.
Right, we've got loads, Julie. No, we haven't really. Okay, we've got a lot the same. So welcoming. Accepting. Heart for the poor. Always there. Somebody always there. There is that somewhere. I think. Having a heart for families. Yes, it's there somewhere. At top right. Yeah, but it's actually having heart for families as well. So, and caring. I think that's probably six, actually. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Is Tom the last group?
Some of ours have already been done. So we also have welcoming and accepting and real. But new ones, we had a place of healing. Freedom. I don't know if you've got space for the last one. We said testimony over teaching. I think by that we sort of meant actually we put a real value on people sort of sharing their experience rather than having experts come in and tell us what we should think.
So that's them. Is that all the groups for that one? Great. Okay. Oh, no, another group. Who? Okay.
Is there a value in that? Rebelliousness. Independence.
Yeah, go on, Susie. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, great. Okay. We're going to go to the next question, which was what about our activities. What is the most important to us as a church in terms of activity? If leaders could think how they could reduce it down to the shortest possible phrase, that would be really helpful. A word would be great, to speed it up. But let's come to Mary. Yep.
It's a bit mean, isn't it, going first? Right. Prayer, one word. Worship. Sorry, this is more than one word. Investment in children/young people. Making/building relationships. And so I couldn't think of a better word for the first one. Stuff for all ages/circumstances.
Great. Matt, yeah.
So some of ours were covered in that list there. But to add to that, we said enabling and teaching people. Reaching the community with like the Friday Cafe and the Matt's Monkeys and that kind of thing.
Reaching community, yep. I think that's fine, yep.
And just sort of having hubs, kind of focus groups for people to kind of meet during the week.
Great. Yes, thank you, Dee.
representing Jesus. And ambassadors of Christ in the world.
That's great. Yep.
The only extra thing we had to that was kind of all sorts of small groups. So that included house groups, pods, revive, men's groups, as well as hubs.
So we had seeking God first before we do activities. Servant heart. And taking our values of our church and our faith into our everyday lives. And supporting each other.
Great.
We had that whatever activities should be all inclusive. So the inclusivity, is there such a word? Foci, focus. the diversity within services. You know, obviously the music and worship being so important, and then all the hubs and the house group bits again. But spotting and acting on needs in the community, spreading love of God.
Was worship and music an activity in its own right, or was that part of diversity?
It was sort
services?
Of all part of,
all part of
I mean,
we've
got hubs and services and house groups and stuff. It's all got a bit confusing, to be quite honest. If anybody can read what I've got here. Reaching out to families was another one. I think we...
Great. Next person, next week.
Only ones that aren't there, we've got social action. Outreach. And we've got learning / improving understanding.
Improving understanding.
The only extra one we had was equipping and empowering, which kind of goes with enabling.
Great. Thank you.
Could I just throw a comment in? If you were a group leader and you did the kind of the only one we didn't have thing, could you just go down and tick the ones, not now, but before lunch?
That's good. That's
just
really
open
good.
Up the thing. And if you didn't say it, but someone else said it, but it was in your group, can you tick those ones? Because those are the ones that are reoccurring.
Yeah.
And we need to know that.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Chris. Yeah. Okay. So next question was, what should be the primary foci, as we move forward in terms of our activity? What are the things that as we move forward we feel should be our primary focuses?
We did think it could be Jesus times five.
Yeah.
Jesus was obviously first. The other one that I absolutely loved was striving for excellence without fear of failure.
Great, yep.
Guidance of the Spirit.
Guidance of the Spirit, yep.
The right intention, so you could just say heart maybe, or I don't know, yeah. And prayer, so that things flourish.
Great, next group.
Okay, so we had sort of practically sharing God's love with our neighbours, and in that, sharing the gospel. teaching? Prioritizing ministry as well, because we were talking about the fact that often ministry time can sort of grow organically, you know, within a service context, but sometimes it kind of gets a little bit squashed out because of time schedules and everything else, and maybe a focus could be to actually properly, you know, set a time for that to happen. And another priority was to kind of empower and support people within the church.
Great.
We have about 5 more minutes because we're thinking about kids, that's all.
Yep.
God-centered and led. Outward-looking. And using our gifts and experiences to move forward and grow.
Thank you.
We had sharing Jesus. And then separately, we had sharing love, because we thought, you know, we often share and show love without having necessarily to mention Jesus. Being family. Being open and outward looking. Oh, yeah, sorry. Being open. And inclusion, if you haven't got that up there again.
We had prayer again at the top, family-centered, and growing the kingdom.
Thank you.
We had that it's all about Jesus and his love, and sharing that by demonstrating it by our actions and being completely unconditional and non-judgmental whilst we do it.
Cool. Next one.
We had outreach. Worship. And communicating outside of the church.
Great, thank you.
We just had, alongside teaching, we had Bible study. Everything else we said, yeah.
Okay. Last one. So how can the church best support its members being followers of Jesus where they are? And I know there was some, that was quite, it was slightly more complex than that, but just be good to get people's thoughts, I guess. So yeah, Mary.
Okay, prayer. Making sure people are connected. In practical ways, as in, yeah, encourage, support in practical ways. And encouraging people with their visions/passions.
Yeah, so we could tick prayer and making sure people are connected, because we were talking about hubs and prayer groups and small groups and whatnot. And also just kind of being flexible, sharing leadership of groups, because sometimes people, you know, find it harder sometimes to kind of set a time aside to do group leading and whatnot. And also we said in times of prayer ministry, kind of, don't make it something that's less pressurized. Sometimes there's a kind of a call to come to the front, and maybe if people are suffering with depression or you know, certain emotions, they maybe don't want to come to the front for prayer, and maybe just to encourage more kind of prayer where they are.
Thank you. Yep.
Regular testimonies. Every member supporting others. Romans 12. Choose. Worship at the center of our lives.
Great. Yep.
We had quite a lot of discussions in this bit, so it's quite hard to put it into words. But we talked about kind of combating loneliness and maybe that we're not doing that very well. And we talked about people who maybe drop off the radar and don't come to church for a while, not being picked up and needing better structures to pick up on those people and to make sure everyone in the congregation is being prayed for. Sorry, I'm not being very concise. we talked about people who can't get to hubs and house groups, and maybe you could have a virtual house group. And the other thing that we said that was probably good is that we have a lot of different preachers and sermon topics that relate to lots of different people and different situations in the congregation.
Brilliant, thank you.
We had equipping and enabling people to serve and support. That was it.
Just say that once again, Carol. Equipping and enabling people to serve and support others. Thank you, yeah.
And we've had acknowledging that the church is made up of a very diverse group of folks. Don't write that one down. But to keep connected with each other and keeping connected to Jesus, keeping each other connected to Jesus, perhaps. Keeping each other connected to Jesus, yeah, there you go. And this weekend is, the weekend away is a huge support as well. I realise that time is a nightmare, but recognise that there's perhaps isolation of the single parent, and support there could be. We did mention that loneliness came up last year, and also that the church building could be used more for, I don't know, that might come to another one, perhaps as a venue to facilitate activities, not only for our members but for outside, but that's hubs and things, isn't it? But the church building, don't mind, yeah, screw it. I mean, it got very muddly, as you can tell. Tom, please.
So we had an echo of the one about communication and communicating. There was someone said something about that somewhere. Maybe they didn't. Okay. Yeah, sort of making sure people are connected. We also had the testimonies. People found they were good. Recommendations for materials or resources for people in the church to read. And using the discipleship page more.
Thank you.
The only extra thing we had was opportunities to raise questions and doubts, and the idea of, don't be scared, Chris, interactive sermons where we could kind of ask questions and stuff as we went along.
Brilliant. Thank you, guys. I realise it takes a while, doesn't it, to feed back and to have those conversations, but I guess it just felt as though, in terms of where you're at as a church and at this kind of strategic moment, it's good to together to think through what is really important to us and what do we want to invest ourselves and our resources in as we move forwards together. And I guess it just brings confidence to those who lead and things like that, just to kind of feel like there's that sense of we're moving in the direction that people feel that it's right to move in and that God seems to be leading us in. So I realise in some ways it can feel a bit like an academic exercise, but actually I think it's important as you just evaluate where you're at and where you want to move in the foreseeable future. So thank you for doing that. I'm just aware that time has gone and that therefore, you know, and it's lunch and it's some free time, and of course that's so important. I just say one thing for prayer, and I just felt in terms of as we were speaking, as I was speaking this morning, and just Chris picked up on it as well, that actually sometimes it can be church itself and the process of being involved in church that can sometimes cause the pain in people's lives. You know, that actually we do give ourselves, we do work hard and we do get tired, we do get exhausted, and we can feel that sort of sense of resentment, and sometimes we feel disappointed and we have those feelings, and it's not because of ministry, but it's sort of like one part of the side effect of being involved in ministry is that sometimes we can begin to feel those things. And I mean there'll be opportunity maybe this evening to pray as well for that, but I just wondered whether actually there might be people here this morning who just feel like they want their first love reignited and rekindled, but actually they're just aware that there needs to be some healing in their heart as well, that maybe that you just feel a bit bruised and battered from ministry, and as well as just praying for God to rekindle your first love, there's actually that need to just to be able to pray for healing for your heart because of that. And So I know that probably people will have to go, but if you would like someone just to pray for you now for that, then stay where you are, and Andy and Wendy and I would be and Julie would be happy to pray for you. So if you just want to just sit where you are, we'll come to you in a moment. If you want to come to the front, then do it. We'd love to, but we'd just love to just extend that opportunity for prayer. Is that right? Let me pray to finish, and then people feel free to go. Father, thank you. Thank you that we're in this together. And thank you that you walk amongst us. And Lord, thank you that you lead us. And Lord, we just pray, I pray for St. Matt's as they're at this sort of strategic moment in their history. Father, that as they seek to move forwards, Lord, that you would guide them, that you would lead them into everything that you have for them. And Lord, I want to thank you for these ideas that have been put forward today. Lord, I pray that you would help the St. Matt's just to pick up on those that are really from you and to really walk into those things. So we pray for your blessing on us this afternoon as we eat and as we play together and as we hang out together. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Rich, just whet people's appetite. What are you talking about tonight?
So now I don't know what I'm going to talk about tonight, because I was going to say more this morning, but we've run out of time. So it's going to be a combination of, we might share a little bit of what we feel God's been saying to us for St. Matt's at this point. So there'll be a little bit of that. We'll talk a bit about, and then we're going to talk a bit about how do you keep your love alive and how do you ignite passion for Jesus in others. So that was going to be the focus, those two things. But we might say a little bit extra that we were going to say this morning.
7:30.
So basically, how do you keep your love alive? How do we ignite passion for Jesus and others? And a little bit of stuff that we just have felt the Lord put on our hearts.
And if you were a group leader and someone had said your things, tick whether it's been said before on the sheets so we get a feel for the multiplication.